A kinah yudalid is very different than the others. Actually, every kinah is different if you study them. But whereas the last few kinahs were simple in their message and their understanding, a kinah yudalid deals with a very difficult topic. The kinah states that the korban had to happen. It was part of the original plan of Brias Ha'olam that there would be a Beis HaMikdash and there would be a korban and there would be a Klal Yisrael that has to struggle in their galus to deserve, to merit the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. And that idea, that concept is a difficult concept. We say in the first kina, in the first paragraph, the stanza of the kina, Eich es asher kevar osohu. Heicha, how did it happen? Es asher kevar osohu. Something that was already done, already predicted. Tova meni ligbois nishiyeyu. That God demanded from me to pay back my debt. Asher ad loy shchokim nimtochu. Something that before the heavens was spread. B'shali ramas hayes eretz tayu. And before when the earth was still Tayu Vavayu, there was already a prediction, a simon that the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed. As you know, Chazal Darshan, the four Malchiyais from the beginning of Bereishis, Varetz Ayis Sayu Vavayu, the Chayshach Al Pnei HaTaim, it Sayu Zubavel, and Bayu Zemadai, Chayshach Zuyavan. And Tahaim, the seemingly endless galus, Zu Malchus Edoim. Obviously, this is a concept which needs a lot of explanation. I would refer you, among other places, in the Siva Shalom in Parshas Shemais, has a beautiful piece on it. But the idea, the theme behind it, is the following idea. There's an idea that in life, there are a lot of things that we have, a way we would like something to be, and then we settle for the way it is. Most things in life are that way. Most things are not the way we dream of them taking place. Even when you're successful, it's rare that your dream, your plan A, so to speak, is what ends up happening. More often than not, plan A and plan B fall by the wayside, and we settle. We settle for the reality of certain disappointments in life. And that's part of human existence. We dream of things one way, and then we make corrections. We settle for things being in ways that have disappointments. Olam Hazeh is a world of disappointments. It seems as the years go on, and people get older and have more responsibilities, more connections, more things happening in life. There are just more disappointments in life. And that's part and parcel of our existence in this world. To struggle through difficulties and to find happiness in certain realities that become part of our life, and that's our strength. I don't know how an Apikiris lives in this world. An Apikiris, all right, when he's a teenager or in his 20s, he thinks he controls everything. But when the disappointments in life set in, if a person believes there's no purpose to Olam Hazeh, like, I don't know exactly what you're pushing for, like where are you headed? So we understand that there are disappointments in life, and our job is to push through them and to have the proper faith, and there's a purpose, there's an end purpose. When it comes to Avodas Hashem, we tend also to settle for second best, for plan B. And Rav Schwab writes that, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu thanked Moshe Rabbeinu for the things that Moshe Rabbeinu osa midaita, certain things that Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own. Schwab writes that all the things he did on his own, Moshe Rabbeinu said that I don't want a plan B by Klal Yisrael. I don't want a bidiyevet. Not bidiyevets anyway. But as much as I could, I want things to be lechatchila. He added a day of preparation for Har Sinai. Rabbi Yisrael said Klal Yisrael is ready. They're ready. The Yimei Hagbola are adequate. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, we could do better. We could do better. And he pushed that something better should be done. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchais, he broke the Luchais. Why did he break the Luchais? The Luchais have a parsha of tshuva. Klal Yisrael could have continued from the ego. Why did he have to break the luchas? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't command him. Yashakaya Shishibarta, Moshe Rabbeinu broke them on his own. Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, I don't want Klal Yisrael to exist with the luchas that are tainted with the Maisa Ha'egel. It's a bidyeved, it's good, but it's not good. I want a luchas that are clean and free. They may not be the first luchas, but they're clean and free of the Chet Ha'egel. And so too, Moshe Rabbeinu demanded that things be done in the lechatchiladik way. Echa ends with the pasuk, at least the way we end it, with the pasuk Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'Nashuva. The Gemara says that Klal Yisrael says to Hashem, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'Nashuva. Klal Yisrael says, God, you go first. You return us to you v'Nashuva. And God says, no. God says, Fakeret, I want Shuva Eli. I want you to return to me first. And then, Piskuli Pesach, Kepesach Shamachat, and I'll return to you. Each side, I don't know if it's a good comparison, but a lot of times when a boy and girl are dating and it's just not going anywhere, because each one's not sure where the other one is holding. Like each one wants the other one to commit first, and then they'll commit. So obviously it doesn't go very far in such a circumstance. So Kiviyachol, Chazal say the same thing. We say Hashiveinu Hashem Elacha, start with the Isarusa Delayla, start with Hashem coming towards us, and then we'll respond in Hashuva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, Shuva Eli, I want you to take the first step. So what's the pshat in this disagreement? So the understanding is this understanding, that we say to Hashem, ideal, we should take the first step. But for Kfait Shemayim, let your Maisa Mashiach come, let it be not perfect. Let it be that a Kadosh Baruch Kaviyachol takes the first step towards us. The Baruch Shalom says, no. I want it to be, we waited all these years, through all the scholars, to come to an ultimate Yemaisa Mashiach. Shuva Eli, Vashuva Eleichem. I want you to turn to me first, and then I'll turn to you. Let it be as perfect as it could be. As Kino says, that from the very beginning, this was the plan. The plan was not the Klal Yisrael come to Eretz Yisrael, have a Beis HaMikdash, and live happily ever after, but that there would be times of challenge, times where people are very challenged to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and will push through anyway. Will be mekayim to Shuva Eli to step forward, to do it in the way that it has to be done, but to come from great difficulty and make things happen. Just as a muscle builder doesn't build muscles unless he lifts weights that are too heavy for him, so too spiritually we achieve when we lift weights that are difficult for us. And in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to send these weights our way every once in a while, and that's the whole purpose. The whole purpose of the Golus is to be able to push to make it happen in a way that requires a lot of effort. You have to look further back than to our parents' generation, the survivors of the Holocaust, who had to lift extraordinary weights and to build. And that building, that's the whole purpose of the Golus, is to go through its tsar and the difficulty and build. Hashem should spare us from the terrible difficulties, but the small difficulties that derail us, we should be able to overcome them and be able to push through and be able to make it happen anyway. The bidiyeved is lechatchila. The having it difficult and making it happen is lechatchila. That's really the idea behind the theme of this kinnah, the theme of the idea that all of these tragedies which are mentioned here again are things that had to happen. Bila ba'is arvis v'shachris, an idea of destruction, arvis v'shachris, an evening that brings morning. Well, that's really what the idea of the Churban is. And that kinna here, it's not an easy kinna to read, but it's a kinna that refers to that more philosophical idea of purpose in the Churban HaBayis.